I swear to God, if I miss this flight home, my boss will have my head. The damn traffic and a painfully slow Uber driver have left me entering the airport with only 20 minutes until takeoff. I heave a sigh of quasi-relief as I notice the line for security isn't full of people standing idle, snaked around to oblivion. I take my place in line, fuming. I didn't even want to take this trip. I only left town to attend my uncle's funeral. It may sound cold, but I'm not even grieving. The man was a useless shit stain from the moment he was born to the moment he drove headfirst into a tree trunk, drunk off his ass. As I reach the front of the line, I rush through the motions, setting my work laptop in its own separate bin, shoes and belt removed, duffel bag dropped on the conveyor belt. Once I'm through, I practically sprint to collect my belongings. I almost put my shoes on the wrong feet. I am so scattered. I check the gate on my boarding pass, then glance up at the overhead signage, groaning. Just my luck, opposite side of the building. With no time to spare, I duck and dart around packs of travelers, moving lethargically to their own boarding locations. I am out of breath by the time I reach the gate, just at final boarding call. Shoving my boarding pass into the steward's hand, I busy myself with a voicemail. It's an angry tirade from my boss, of course, demanding I come into the office as soon as the plane's wheels hit the ground. Sir, are you sure this is your destination? I hardly hear him over my boss's yowling. Frustrated, I grit my teeth. Yeah, just let me on. Shrugging, he scans my pass. I juggle my luggage while drafting an email on my phone, finding the final available spot beside a rather ill-looking woman. Sighing, I thrust my bag in the overhead space and plop into the seat. The plane takes off with no mention of safety protocols. Either that or I am too distracted to notice. I've just closed my eyes to settle in for a nap when the passenger beside me taps my shoulder. So, she chuckles nervously. You ready for the heat? Christ, I think she's one of those people. I offer a curt response, hoping she'll take the hint. I've lived in Phoenix all my life, so... Well, I guess that'd certainly help prepare you. Her response confuses me, unsettles me, but not enough to pry any further. I'm finally getting comfortable again when she interjects. What brings you to our destination? I'm on business. On business? She guffaws. Must be a lawyer. I've heard there's plenty of those where we're going. I furrow my brow, dig through my pocket for my boarding pass. There must be some mistake. She takes my silence as an opportunity to ramble on. I'm sorry, I'm not usually like this. I'm just anxious. I made my decisions, hurt a lot of people. She grimaces exaggeratedly before whispering, "Between you and me, I killed my husband, stuffed the pieces in his mistress's suitcase." The woman raises the sleeve of her shirt to reveal two gaping slashes running vertically up her arm, still oozing dark blood. Recoiling, I glance frantically around the plane and its passengers. They're all pale, dark circles etched under their eyes. Some are old and frail, but some are young and shouldn't look so ghastly. One has a gruesome shotgun blast to his stomach, torn open into a seeping pit. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who any of these people are. Don't know what they are at all. I tense, panicking, until my gaze lands on a familiar face just across the aisle. He's barely recognizable due to his injuries, face bruised and swollen, nose crushed, limbs broken at odd angles. It's impossible, but I know that I know him. It's my uncle, the one whose casket was buried mere hours ago. He gives me a smile and a wave, teeth shattered, fingers crumpled. I look down at my boarding pass. In my haste, I've misread the gate number. This is not my flight. The pilot's voice abruptly comes on the overhead speaker, eerily cheerful with patches of distortion. We've reached our destination, folks. Buckle up, it's a quick descent. Where are we going? The woman looks to me, confused, as the plane launches into a sudden nosedive. The comfort of gravity is ripped from beneath me all at once. She appears completely unfazed. Isn't it obvious? The temperature rapidly increases to a sweltering heat, windows fogging over and cracking in the blistering atmosphere. We're going down.